The Spirit of Antichrist. Chapter 7. To the law and to the testimony. But it is urged that the spirits often do good service, giving valuable advice in business matters, healing the sick, etc., and that those who do such things must be good spirits. Again we recur to our rule, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Do they acknowledge the God of the Bible and accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world? Never. Then they are of the devil. Is it strange that the devil should do a little seeming good for a person in order more completely to entangle that person in his toils and to lure scores of others into his net? Does not the libertine often profess the utmost piety in order that he may win his way into the homes of innocence? If men will steal the livery of the court of heaven to serve the devil, is it any wonder that Satan should steal the same insignia in order to serve himself? Christ says that just before the end there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And Paul says that just before the coming of Christ, Satan will work with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. The miracles, which Satan works, are intended to deceive, and since they almost deceive even the saints of God, it is evident that they have the appearance of good. In order to capture professed Christians, Satan is going to profess to be Christ, and he must therefore counterfeit as far as possible the work of Christ. Sometimes men wonder why the Lord should allow Satan to deceive people. He doesn't allow him to deceive anyone who doesn't want to be deceived. Only those who receive not the love of the truth will fall under Satan's wiles. No matter what garb Satan or his angels may assume, they can always be detected by comparing their words with the plain declarations of the Bible. In previous articles we showed that from the very nature of the case, spiritualism must tend to immorality, and now we have shown that it denies God, denies Christ, and makes man his own savior, denies the Bible, and, consequently, the morality of the Bible, makes every man's desires and natural propensities his own law, and advises men to submit themselves to spirits which it acknowledges are lying spirits. What more is needed to show that spiritualism is the spirit of Antichrist? Yet we give one more quotation. It is from an article in the Golden Gate of August 20, 1887, written by Dr. John B. Wolfe of Washington, D.C., who says that he was a spiritualist years before the Rochester knockings and a Methodist minister before he was a spiritualist. Hence he ought to know whereof he speaks. He says, "There have been many attempts to unite Christianity and spiritualism, but they have all been signal failures and will continue so to be, because there is not enough in common to make the basis of a solid union." Again, he says, "Spiritualism strikes at the root of every cardinal doctrine of Christianity, hence there can be no conciliation or reconciliation between that and genuine spiritualism, except at the expense of the latter. The churches have control of public opinion, the press, and the machinery of the governments, and are using all these instruments to crush us out. While this state of facts exists, I do not propose to belittle and stultify myself by any concessions or courtships. I am ready to meet them halfway upon the platform of equality. Till then, no compromise. With me, spiritualism must stand alone upon its own facts and doctrines, perfectly discreet from any and all system, past or present. Those who are fond of conglomerates, such as Daniel's model of iron and clay, can mix to suit their tastes and necessities, but I will have one of it. Yet in spite of all this, spiritualism will soon profess to be the Christianity of the Bible, and as such will be accepted by a very large majority of the people of the earth. It will not change its character in the least, but will still continue to teach doctrines having the same immoral tendencies that it now does. This could not be done if it were not the fact that Satan, the archdeceiver, engineers it.